live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A, another week flying by. Got a really mixed bag for you today. We're going to open up the show by talking to Connie Boston from West Yavapai Guidance Clinic about the Senior Peer Prevention Program. They also have classes on meditation and its many benefits. Then we'll be talking to Sally Schindel from Mat Force, the local group that does so much to keep kids and young adults away from illegal drugs and alcohol abuse. And then after news with Link, we'll talk with Tony Miller. He is the assistant principal and athletic director at Bradshaw Mountain. So, a real cornucopia, so to speak, today. And keep in mind, of course, that Sunday is the Oscars, and today is your last day to view personally the Best Picture nominees at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley, coming up at 4 o'clock today. At the Harkins, they have The Post at 7 o'clock, Call Me By Your Name, and at 10 o'clock tonight, they will screen Lady Bird. And thank you, Dan Harkins, for making all 9 Best Picture nominees available for screening the week before the Oscars. That airs Sunday at 5 p.m. on ABC. So, we've got a busy program. We'll get right to it. Connie Boston's in the bullpen. She's up next on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m. 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
He's all boy, 11 years old, and wishing he had a big brother, bull for his sake. She's wishing she had a big sister to spend Saturday afternoons with, bull for her sake. Start something big and make an impact. Right now, Big Brothers Big Sisters couple family matches are in high demand. Round up 5 friends or coworkers and become a Bull for Kids' Sake team captain. For more information and to register online, visit azbigs.org or call 778-5135. Bull for Kids' Sake lead sponsor, Credit Union West.
Hi, I'm Jason Williams, the Trails and Wilderness Manager for the Prescott National Forest. I earned a Bachelor's and a Master's of Arts in Environmental Studies and Adventure Education from Prescott College. Today, I am proud to make a difference in our community by working with community members on such projects as the Prescott Circle Trail and protecting our wilderness areas. My experience with Prescott College allows me to contribute by conserving our local public lands and providing opportunities for everyone to enjoy the great outdoors.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 3:05. We have Connie Boston in the studio. She is from West Yavapai Guidance Clinic. Connie, we've had several people on here from WYGC. Tell us, for those not familiar, what the Guidance Clinic is all about.
The guidance clinic is about providing treatment services for people with behavioral health problems, serious mental illness, moderate mental illness, and they've been doing it for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Now, most of the publicity you've gotten in the last year or so has to do with your crisis intervention unit, which all of the first responders, by the way, and the hospital just worship. That's a tremendous addition to the community. But you're here today to talk about something a little different. It's the Senior Peer Program. This area, as we've mentioned several times, and as every demographic consultant knows, we skew a little older than the rest of the country. A lot of retirees here, a lot of active seniors. What is the Senior Peer Program?
The Senior Peer Program is actually very different from everything else in the clinic because we're a prevention program, and we're not staffed by clinicians. We're volunteer-driven. We recruit volunteers age 60 and over. We train them. They get vetted with fingerprint cards and background checks. And then we match them up with seniors that are referred to us who are isolated in their homes as for the many reasons that can happen, losing your license, losing a spouse, health problems. Mm-hmm. In addition to matching people to go visit in the homes, we offer a number of different kinds of groups in the community, both support groups and education, open again to people 60 and over, and it's all free.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's amazing. Tell me about some of the hazards of being an older adult when you've suffered a loss as opposed to being much younger.
You know, I think loss for everybody is tough. Mm-hmm. And it may be a different experience because of your age, but there's still a similar process of grieving we have to go through. Mm-hmm. I think what may be unique for seniors is they may lose a spouse of 50, 60 years, yeah. which is a whole lifetime.
Yeah.
And they might also lose health, lose mobility, lose their driver's license, mm-hmm. and therefore lose a lot of the things that gave them joy in their life and their independence. Mm-hmm. And the real work of getting older is figuring how to focus on what you can do rather than what you can't do.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had Karen Russell from Mountain Valley Regional Rehab Hospital on here, and we were talking about how difficult it is sometimes to cope with those new realities, whereas things you always took for granted, especially physically in her case, it's a rehab hospital, and it can be a struggle to realize you just can't do things normally the way you used to in a lot of ways. Now, on the emotional side and the social side, your story reminds me, as our regular listeners know, I spent many years working in the funeral and cemetery industry, and one of my favorite park visitors was a man who came to the cemetery every single day. He would polish his wife's headstone. He would talk to her and stuff like that. He was 90 years old. They had been married 66 years. Before marrying, they had dated for 6 years. She was the only woman he ever knew. Mm-hmm. And I asked him one time, I said, "Mr. Crofts, I have to ask you a personal question because I see you here every day. I say, what is the toughest part of having lost your wife?" And he said, "You know what the toughest part is? All those times that happen every day where I say, 'Hey, Maudie, remember when?' And she's not there to share it because you've grown up sharing so many things that nobody else can truly understand because they weren't there. You two were. I can't even imagine how someone losing somebody in their 80s, late 80s, in his case, almost 90, how they cope with that kind of a loss. And I understand now why sometimes after a couple's been together for scores of years, how one will follow the other in death shortly after sometimes.
That's true. And, you know, the other thing that people who are seniors, particularly as they move into their 80s and 90s, they're losing their friends.
Yeah, they're dying off. They're outliving
family.
Everybody. Yeah,
that's
sure.
right. And there aren't many people left who knew you when.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's a special loss of its own. But I think it's important to focus on the positive.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what age we are, human beings are wired to be connected to other human beings, and we all have that capability, even with limitations.
Mm-hmm.
But I think people need help sometimes
sure.
to move into that new way of thinking, and that's what our volunteers are there to help them do, is to be friends, if you will, but also to help them think about what can I do.
Sure. Who's eligible for this program?
Anybody who's age 60 and over.
Really? Okay.
Because we're free, there's no financial eligibility requirement. Primarily, we do see people who are able to have a conversation and a relationship because our program is really built on that.
I imagine another issue, too, is even your seniors who have children, the children may be scattered across the country pursuing their careers, things like this. And another thing that you don't realize till you get older, the younger generation is so used to electronic devices, they consider a text message what we used to consider equal to, say, a greeting card. That's hand-signed. Not the same thing, is it?
Not the same thing. Actually, it's almost like a greeting card that's electronically signed by a machine somewhere else.
It seems kind of cold and disconnected, doesn't it?
It is.
How much they would love a phone call.
And, you know, it takes so little.
Yeah.
And I think I really want to put a plug in for anyone who's looking to volunteer for two reasons. One is the research is so clear that people who volunteer meet a fundamental need of their own, that in fact research has shown increases health, increases longevity,
sure,
compared to people who don't volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
And our volunteers tell us over and over and over again how much they get out of it and what it's meant to them. And I have to tell you, my greatest joy, I think, in this job is when we have all 50-plus of our volunteers in a room together once a month for a meeting.
Sure.
And I get to be with these extraordinary people.
Yeah.
So we're always looking out there, anybody who's interested.
What kinds of backgrounds do your volunteers come from?
Everything. We have people who are retired as clinicians, you know, mental health clinicians. We have, in fact, I met a doctor recently who I like very much. He said, I love your program. When I retire, I'm coming there. But we have people who are teachers. We have people who primarily were homemakers. We have people who were in construction. We have business people. You know, the only requirement here, apart from being a solid citizen, is to care and have an ability to connect to other people. And then we provide all the backup and the training they might need when they come into unique situations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I grew up reading every day the newspaper columns of Ann Landers and Dear Abby. And whenever someone who was a senior wrote in and felt this sense of isolation, Ann and Abby always had the same advice. Get involved in an organization. It takes you outside yourself. You realize that there are other people sharing these issues. It fills your day. That's the way they put it. It fills your day.
And, you know, this sense of feeling worthwhile is also extremely important to our well-being.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things some seniors lose, in fact, people just retiring have to struggle with, who am I now?
Mm-hmm.
But I maintain that even somebody who is isolated in their home, for whatever reason, is capable of giving something back to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
As long as people give them the opportunity to do that. And that's where our self-esteem comes. And it shouldn't stop until the day we die.
You know, I used to live almost next door to the senior center in Prescott Valley, CASA, and I would stop in there for lunch pretty often. I'd sit there and just kind of listen to the conversations around me. And what really struck me was how many times I would hear something to the effect that the toughest part of getting older is you feel the sense the world is pulling away from you. Because advertisers, movies, TV shows, they all seem, the older you get, they all seem more and more youth-oriented. And you don't really matter anymore. And it pays to have someone who is in your shoes, who understands that, and who can get you active again and make you vital again. True?
Mm-hmm. And I have to share with you, I had been retired for 9 years. I moved from Connecticut to Prescott. I had gotten on the board of the West Shapopee Guidance Clinic Foundation because I have a mental health background, learned about this program from a woman named Terry Rosa, who was my predecessor.
Whom I prize for a whole different reason.
She's a great woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I found myself being interested when she decided to retire. And I'm back in the saddle, and I'm having, I think, more fun in a job than I ever had.
You know, I hear that so often. So many people who think they're retiring when they come here. Now they're more active than they ever were. What got you into the field of mental health?
Well, you know, I think that's a philosophy question, which is, why do any of us choose a profession? I had a dad who was a state cop who I saw as a helper. The family turned to him, neighbors turned to him, and he was a caring, compassionate man and also did what he had to do. I had a mother who was very much a homebound homemaker. She's a really thoughtful thinker.
Mm-hmm.
And they all, the values I was raised with is to be kind to others and help where you can. So as I grew up, that was really a fundamental value for me, and I found a way ultimately by going to the School of Social Work to find a career in doing that.
And how important is it for people, especially younger people, to realize that mental health issues are not necessarily your fault? They happen the same thing, the same way physical things do. And if there is an issue, to ask and to get advice and to seek help.
Well, it's important for all of us. There's still a lot of stigma out there among all ages about, oh, I'm not going to go see a shrink. Oh, they're a bunch of quacks. Oh, it means I'm weak. Let me tell you, most of the therapists I know have been in therapy, including me. And it was the best experience for me to grow and blossom when you find the right therapist. So how many people in the world actually sit down and focus their attention solely on you, listen to everything you're saying, and think about it and feed it back to you without telling their story to you?
Sure.
It's a gift.
It is indeed. How can volunteers contact you if they want to join the Senior Peer Program?
All they have to do is call. Our main number at West Yavapai Guidance Clinic is 928-445-5211. Right away, you can plug in extension 2672.
And that is Connie Boston with the Senior Peer Program at West Yavapai Guidance Clinic. Say hello to Laura Norman and our friends there when you get back there.
We will.
We appreciate your being here. Thanks so much, Connie. Stay tuned because we've also got coming up today, we have Sally Schindel from MatForce and Tony Miller from Bradshaw Mountain. That's coming your way on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at KQNA.com.
The Celebrate Life Health Expo 2018, sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, is on its way to Prescott Valley. Join us Saturday, March 3rd, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at our new venue, the Prescott Valley Event Center, 3201 North Main Street. Rain or shine, the indoor event center will be your one-stop location to learn all about health and wellness in the Quad Cities. Learn healthy living tips from the pros, specific to the needs and interests of young families as well as older adults. You'll find a wide variety of wellness information on topics such as heart health and preventing falls. Enjoy free health screenings, fitness and cooking demonstrations, and nutrition resources. Meet some of the Northern Arizona Suns basketball players. Find out about volunteer opportunities throughout the community. Connect with veteran services and much more. Bring the whole family to the Celebrate Life Health Expo at the Prescott Valley Event Center, Saturday, March 3rd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Today, customers want to engage via social media and text messaging, and they want to do it from any device and any place. It's critical to stay in contact with your customers, wherever they may be. If your business isn't, your competitor is. We have the answer. Thrive, an integrated business management and communication solution that ensures your brand and message are consistent.
You've got to be out there, and you've got to be different, and you've got to be creative. They've helped me pull it all together to do what this business needs to do, to drive those customers in to call this phone here. That's what they're doing for us.
The programs are user-friendly. They're easy to set up. With Thrive, everything is now consolidated. It works fantastic. I'm not looking back anymore, just forward.
Let us help you stay connected with your customers. It's easy and simple, saving you time and money. Ready to get started? Go to thrive.com or call 888-733-9482. Thrive, your business, smarter.
This is Tom Dolan of Foothills Bank, and we want to thank Prescott Valley for the warm welcome to the community. Our new branch, which recently opened on Glassford Hill Road, has been embraced by our existing and new customers who are taking advantage of our totally free personal and business checking. Please come by and see what everyone is talking about. You'll be glad you did. We're located on Glassford Hill Road next to Starbucks. For more information, visit us at foothillsbank.com. Foothills Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
You're listening. listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 3:20. I want to remind you the Arizona Coyotes are back on the ice tonight at home. They will host the Minnesota Wild. You can listen in live when the puck drops at 7 o'clock tonight on KQ&A FM. Well, Sally Schindel is here on behalf of Matt Force and Mom Strong. Matt Force is such a tremendous nonprofit and help organization in this community. For those not familiar with Matt Force, Sally, tell us what it's all about.
Well, Matt Force has a number of goals that are so important to the whole community. Mm-hmm. Goals of supporting prevention programs for youth and for families, influencing public opinion and policy in regard to drugs and substances that are substances of abuse. Also increasing the capacity to intervene and treat when addiction becomes a problem, and addressing the issue of underage drinking in Yavapai County.
Why do you think that is such an issue with young people today? Is it peer pressure? Is it advertising? Is it movies? Is it pop culture? I mean, what do you think is the big thing that draws so many people into using illegal drugs and abusing alcohol?
Interesting question. I'm not sure I have a ready answer for that, but I'll tell you one of my big fears is the internet, that teens and young teens start parenting themselves.
And
it normalizes it, doesn't it? Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. You know, it used to, and I've talked about this so many times to different people, it used to be that if you were a little bit off your rocker, you'd face enough people face to face and they would let you know what is wrong with you. If you're on the internet and you post completely crazy stuff, you will find 100 people who agree with you. And that can create a false consensus in the fact that, hey, I'm okay, when in fact you're not. And it just amazes me some of the stuff people will put on the internet and put their name to it, because they think, hey, it's okay, it's a public thing. And as a result, you get people who will cross these barriers. And like with teens, you know, there's the old saying, oh, everybody uses drugs, especially marijuana. Well, that's not the case, is it? More kids than not are perfectly fine away from the drugs, aren't they?
Yes, that's my belief. This week is Matt Force's Stand With Me, Be Drug Free Week. Mm-hmm. It started on Monday this week and it runs through Saturday. Mm-hmm. And what we want to do is focus that attention on 86% of the youth in Yavapai County do not abuse drugs.
Bingo.
Yeah, and the kids seem to believe that everybody does drugs. But the surveys tell us otherwise. Mm-hmm. There are youth surveys being done that show us that not everybody is doing drugs.
And that, you know, and when you're in a high school setting, that can make you feel like the odd kid out if you're not doing drugs. And that's why it's so important for this positive reinforcement, isn't it?
Yeah. A friend of mine who does the same work I do in trying to prevent youth drug use, mm-hmm. he says, if you say you don't do drugs, you don't get invited to the cool kids' table anymore.
There you go.
Yeah.
And that is so tough. Now, you've also got a special event. In fact, I just saw Charlotte Mortimer here in the studio about a half hour ago. You've got a special event coming up Saturday. Tell us what that's about.
Oh, it's going to be great. I'll be there, and I hope lots of other people will be, too. It's mm-hmm. Mortimer Farms. That's right on Highway 69 and 169. It's free, 10 o'clock in the morning, Saturday morning. It's easy. It's a one-mile walk, if you choose to do the walk. But there are other activities, too. There will be free hot chocolate and face painting mm-hmm. and balloons and art table, entry to the farm park and vendors and more. Mm-hmm. I think it'll be a great event.
Sounds like a fun event for a positive cause, too.
Yeah.
Now, in your experience with Matt Force, what right now do you think is the most serious drug threat here in this area?
Well, Matt Force sees several things happening, and there's significant talk about the opioid epidemic right now, of course, abuse of both prescription opioids and heroin abuse. Mm-hmm. People are dying in Yavapai County from this epidemic. We're seeing and we're concerned about the increase in meth use in the county as well. That was at a peak some years ago, and with lots of work by the community that was brought down, and now it seems to be taking up again. We're concerned about the increased use of synthetic drugs such as fentanyl. and another natural herbal kind of drug called kratom.
Mm-hmm.
We have had overdose deaths in Yavapai County with all of these substances present in the decedent's toxicology reports.
Mm-hmm. I've had County Attorney Sheila Polk on the air about this, and she said the biggest problem with marijuana is that it's no longer just the Cheech and Chong take a puff and giggle drug. Now it is so much more powerful than the stuff that we first got to know back in the 60s and 70s that it can lead to a fatality, which unfortunately and tragically you have witnessed and lived through yourself, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
That's a very, very personal story you can share if you wish.
I'll share a little about it. Mm-hmm. Today's a special day for me. It's the fourth anniversary of my son's suicide death. Phew. His suicide note read, "My soul is already dead. Marijuana killed my soul plus ruined my brain." That's when I started my work on, holy cow, marijuana. I didn't even think it was addictive.
Yeah.
It caught me unaware. I went to work educating myself, and I found Matt Force and said, "Would this help in the work you do?" And they said, "Oh my goodness, will you share that story? Because mm-hmm. people need to know that." The kids call it weed. I call it pot. I still call it pot. I'm old fashioned. It's not the same. I'm a child of the 60s. It's not the same thing at all that made you giggle and laugh and get munchies.
Right.
It's
mm-hmm.
It's now, even some of the kids call it crack weed, like crack cocaine.
That sounds more fitting,
weed.
Actually. Yeah.
It does. And they refer to that name is for dabs. And I don't know if you've heard of dabs, but mm-hmm. parents should be aware of what dabs are. Highly concentrated marijuana products that are used in special pipes and such, but the concentration is so high that it can easily cause psychosis, and it's something that we all should just be very aware of. And
mm-hmm.
but the high potency is a significant issue, but what worries me more is the way marijuana is used today. When I was exposed to it in my college days, it was almost always smoked,
mm-hmm.
and it smells very skunky. There's just no mistake.
It's distinctive.
It's distinctive, yeah. And it was tough to get past parents, and you certainly couldn't be using it in school or at work. You'd be discovered. But the ways of ingesting today are vaporizing, vaping, the e-cigarette types, and the edibles. That enables a person to be stoned, to be high all day long.
And to keep the use away from parents and teachers and the law enforcement.
Exactly,
right?
Yes, and employers. And we know there are people that they call it wake and bake. Wake up in the morning and get high first thing in the morning and then just keep it up all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Those are serious problems, and those are addictions when somebody is using to that extent.
What are some of the things a parent should be looking at if they suspect, even faintly, that their child is using drugs, especially marijuana?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm one of those that believes a parent has a responsibility for knowing all they can know, and if it takes searching their room, they should be searching their room.
Mm-hmm.
And they should be searching for the highly inventive ways of hiding drug use now, like pop cans that have false bottoms and drugs are stored in there, those type of things. A parent can talk with someone at Matt Force and learn some things that they can be doing. But most of all, parents need to be talking to their kids.
That's the key right there, isn't it?
Absolutely. I was talking with one of the high school people out in the lobby before I came in, and he said he tells parents that all the time. Stop trying to be their friend.
Yeah.
You must be their parent. You can't abdicate being the parent.
Right.
And we need to talk to them about drugs because it acting as if it's normal, and especially, and then we have that problem with marijuana. I see, when I'm down in Phoenix, I see big billboards with marijuana advertised on billboards.
Sure.
The whole family's looking at that, the 6-year-old, the 8-year-old, the 10-year-old. I've done some speaking for Matt Force in high schools, and I've asked high school kids this question because it bothered me so much. I was told that kids as young as 8 years old are being offered pot. And they said, no. And I go, oh, phew. But they said, no, it's like 10 years old. At about 10 years old, that's when a kid is first approached to try pot. And yes, they're told that's what the cool kids do.
The cool kids.
10 years old. It breaks my heart.
Well, do you think recreational marijuana will be on the Arizona ballot again this year?
Well, Probably not this year. There, if you look at the Secretary of State website, it shows a few initiatives that could be on the ballot if they obtain enough signatures. There's one called the Initiative to Relegalize All Drugs, including marijuana, heroin, cocaine, LSD, and peyote in Arizona. Mm-hmm. But that's a constitutional amendment, and that would require over 225,000 valid signatures, and that's highly unlikely to happen. Another initiative requires only 150,000 valid signatures, but it has components that restrict employers from drug testing, restrict towns from prohibiting pot businesses. Mm-hmm. They even restrict zoning in towns. It allows all persons over age 21 to grow up to 48 plants. Now, mind you, one plant can easily supply one person.
Sure.
48 plants then enables them to have a little home business, mm-hmm, and be a drug dealer and sell enough that you don't have to go to work.
You mentioned the billboards that tend to attract kids to smoking pot. I'm from St. Louis, which is the home of Anheuser-Busch, and Anheuser-Busch caught a lot of heat back in the 90s because they were accused of trying to reach kids with their advertising because they had cute, cuddly mascots, mm-hmm, like Spuds McKenzie pushing Bud Light, like the Budweiser Frogs. Remember Budweiser? Remember that? They had the Bud Ice Penguin, Doobie Doobie Doo. Mm-hmm. And then they came out with this product called Spikes. It was an alcohol, a small alcoholic drink in a very, very brightly colored bottle. It was obviously aimed, mm-hmm, at teenage girls with the, mm-hmm, colors, the shape, things like this. And of course, officially, their statement always was, oh, no, 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 we're against, you know, selling alcohol to kids. But it sure attracted kids the way they were pushing this adult product. And they finally got the message and got out of that nonsense. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you see how certain drugs now are marketed, even if it's medicinal marijuana, we've seen recently, just last week, in fact, the Arizona State Legislature pushing through a bill, mm-hmm, that allows them to check for mold and for packaging to make sure it's not being aimed at kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been into a number of medical marijuana dispensaries in Arizona and, mm-hmm, in Colorado. I went in to ask the question so I could learn about the product. And so I saw it in there. They don't look like pharmacies. They look like candy stores. And the products have, you know, their candies and their cookies and their caramels. And now it's in ice creams,
oh my,
and drinks. And
that doesn't even sound good.
No, not to me.
Now, mind you, I've never even smoked a cigarette. So, but we are so glad you're here on behalf of MathForce. And tell us once again when the walk with me, be drug-free walk is at Mortimer.
That is in 2 days on,
wow,
Saturday at 10 o'clock in the morning. And I hope we'll have a lot of people there. It should be a beautiful day, a lot of fun, and we're celebrating that most of us are drug-free.
Indeed. Sally Schindler with MathForce, thanks for being here today and being part of Moms Strong and for sharing this very, very special day, very personal event with us. We appreciate that. That's Sally Schindel from MathForce. Stay tuned. We've got Link coming up with news followed by a chat with Tony Miller. We're going to find out what's going on at Bradshaw Mountain on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 0012825, LNS number 162.09, Equal Opportunity Lender.
You know the sound, AA, MCO, Transmissions and Total Car Care in Prescott Valley. But what you may not know about are all of our other services available at AMCO. I'm Gary Denton, owner of AMCO Prescott Valley. We have been winning over customers with our superior service, competitive pricing, and oh yes, our fresh popcorn. I personally guarantee that you will love your experience with us. So don't go here for an oil change, there for electrical diagnostic, and somewhere else for air conditioning work. We do it all at AA, MCO, Transmissions and Total Car Care.
I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden ticket. Yavapai Plumbing and Heating's golden ticket is heating up. I'm Jeremy Rushton, and your golden ticket can save you half off a furnace and installation with qualifying full system purchase. Want more? Yavapai Plumbing will also give you $150 off any water heater with installation. Now that's a real golden ticket moment from Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. Give us a call today for a free consultation at 776-7025 or find us online at ypinc.com. Yavapai Plumbing and Heating.
Windfall Willie here. Picture this. You're driving around and visit an Arizona Lottery retailer. You walk to the counter and read, Fast Play, a new way to play and win instantly. Intriguing. You ask for a Fast Play ticket, it prints. You look and you win instantly. You cash out and drive home in style. Play for lightning fast wins starting at just a buck with Fast Play from the Arizona Lottery.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Daryl has hired with Indeed.
Nothing has been this simple, this easy, and this effective.
Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. A construction accident has resulted in the death of one of the workers on site. On Tuesday morning at around 11, Yavapai County Sheriff's deputies responded to an incident where a man was pinned against a wall by a backhoe. When deputies arrived, paramedics were in the process of preparing the man to be taken to the Verde Valley Medical Center. Unfortunately, at around 12:30 that afternoon, 48-year-old Camp Verde resident Danny Parsley was pronounced dead. Yavapai County Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight Dievlin explains deputies have spoken with the backhoe operator.
He was in the process of digging out a footing along the wall of a building under construction. Parsley was using a shovel to move dirt in the vicinity of the digging operation. When the operator extended the backhoe and attempted to dig, the entire backhoe slid forward.
The support arm used to stabilize the backhoe tractor was up in the air and pushed Parsley against the wall. The outrigger pinned him, crushing his abdomen area. Dievlin says there are still some questions regarding this incident.
The medical examiner report is pending to determine exact cause and manner of death. YCCO detectives are currently investigating the circumstances that led to Parsley's death.
The accident occurred on Solar Place in the town of Rimrock. The Northern Arizona Suns dropped their second straight game.
The Suns were in California last night to take on the Santa Cruz Warriors. Forward Alec Peters scored 28 points and forward Daniel House got 26, but it wasn't enough as the Suns lost 141-117. Guard Xavier Silas, who made his return to the Suns since February 11th after playing for USA Basketball, scored 14 points. The Northern Arizona Suns return to the Prescott Valley Event Center as they fight their way to a playoff spot. Tip-off against the Memphis Hustle is 7 tomorrow night. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look at your KQ&A weather. Clear tonight, sunny tomorrow, and chance rain late on Saturday. Expect an overnight low of 33 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 51 tomorrow and a high of 46 on Saturday. 33 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Friday of 60 and a high on Saturday of 57. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Hi folks, it's Reagan with Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling. I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you to all the listeners who have been using our services. We greatly appreciate your business. If you haven't called yet, check us out on Facebook or visit us at pvhac.com. We offer affordable service and install pricing 24/7. Call 458-8177 today. Get the details about our 10-year no-worry program. Remember, equipment estimates and second opinions are always free. Call today, 458-8177. Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
This is Greg Schulte listening to Diamondbacks Baseball on KQ&A.
Diamondbacks Baseball returns Thursday, March 29th at 6:30 as they open up with the Colorado Rockies. Diamondbacks Baseball sponsored this season by
Courtesy Auto Sales, Moyers Heating and Cooling, the Prescott Brewing Company, You Pick It, Heritage Memory Mortuary, Bucky's and Yavapai Casino, Quality Collision, Yavapai Block, Cable One, National Bank of Arizona, Prescott Dirt, Home Furnishings Direct, MCO, and Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Prescott True Value, Primavera, On. Online School, Prescott Valley Automotive, Fitzer's 1-Hour Air Conditioning and Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, Waters Garden Center, Al's Auto Body, House Chilson, Country Bank, Barrett Propane, Affinity RV, Yevapai Bottle Gas, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Heating and Cooling, and Cliff Castle Casino.
It's the countdown to opening day, March 29th at 6:30 on 11:30 a.m., 99.9 and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA, your Arizona Diamondbacks baseball station.
Hi, Leah here from City of Prescott Water Resource Management. Join us for the new educational series called Water Smart, Drop by Drop. This educational series will take place on the third Wednesday of the month at noon at the Prescott Public Library. The next installment will take place Wednesday, March 21st at noon, and we will talk about how a watershed works. Together, we'll become a water smart community. Again, that's March 21st at noon at the Prescott Public Library. See you there. For more information, log on to PrescottWater.com or give us a call at 928-777-1645.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 3:40. We have Tony Miller. He is the assistant principal and athletic director at Bradshaw Mountain. Tony, it's been said so often that the timing is everything. And, of course, you're at a high school. And we saw, of course, front page story the last 2 weeks, what happened in Florida. Well, if timing is everything, it worked on your behalf. Because what was going on at Bradshaw Mountain the day before this horrible tragedy at the high school in Florida?
Great question. The day before, we had our lockdown drill, our first lockdown drill of the year, and as an admin team, not that it makes you feel any better, but it gave us a sense of relief that our students and our staff knew exactly what to do in a case of any type of emergency. And we're really lucky having Rick Bradshaw as our assistant principal, who oversees our discipline and our safety. We have a school security officer and SRO officer, both, one retired from Prescott PD, mm-hmm. and the other one who currently serves at Prescott PD. So we have a campus that really takes the safety of our kids safe. As an importance.
Sure. And that, of course, is your assistant principal side of a job. The more fun part of your job, I assume,
yes.
is being athletic director.
Yes.
And you've been in that position at Bradshaw Mountain for how long now?
About 6-7 months, it has been great so far. It's mm-hmm. been an amazing experience, and I love how close the community is.
So what are the spring sports looking like so far?
Spring sports are looking absolutely great. We're actually starting kind of this week. It should have started last week, but the weather didn't work with us so well. But the spring sports that have started already, boys tennis has started off with a bang. And their first two matches, which were away, we won each 9-0.
Nice.
So we've started off with a bang. Tonight we're facing Coconino in both baseball and softball at home. So anybody in the community that wants to see some fun games, we've got five of them going on tonight.
Mm-hmm. Now, what was your own sports background prior to becoming the AD?
My background is mostly baseball. I've mm-hmm. coached some other high school sports, but baseball is my background. I still work with the Arizona Diamondbacks. I do coaching clinics for them. I coach in their elite player development program, which is like scout ball. Mm-hmm. And I still do that throughout the year. And actually, I'm going back down on Saturday to do some stuff with the Diamondbacks.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're still a young man, but when you were a little kid, how has the sport changed in your eyes?
It hasn't. I'm still 7 years old in my mind. And, you know, I think when you have a passion for sports, the only difference now is I want the kids to have all of the enjoyment and opportunities that I had. So often I get asked by parents, what's your favorite sport? Well, whatever sport the kid enjoys the most.
There you go.
Because I don't get to play anymore.
Oh,
and if I
right.
go out in the field, I'm getting hurt now. So, but it's true. I love getting to see the smiles on the kids' faces
yeah.
and just sitting back and enjoying it.
Yeah.
So it hasn't changed.
Were you in Little League as a kid?
I was in Little League. I played all the way through high school. Immediately, I started coaching high school at the age of 19. So for me, it's been my whole life.
Why did you start coaching at such a young age? What made you want to be on that side of the field?
My dad was a coach, and all of the role models in my life were coaches. I knew by the time I was a senior in high school that I wanted to be a teacher, and I had some great role models.
Those dovetail perfectly, don't they?
Exactly. And yeah. so I became a teacher. I was going to school to become a teacher and being a coach at the same time, so it was perfect. And it was great hands-on experience for me. By the time I actually became a teacher and I had my degree, I felt like I already knew what to do in the classroom.
Yeah. And since those two things dovetail so closely, let me ask you this, because this is both coaching and a teaching question. How can you draw the line where you want to push a student or an athlete to come out of their comfort zone? You want to push them to be more than they think they can be, but you don't want to break them or lose them.
You always have to make something fun and exciting.
Really?
It's that simple. When you make learning fun and exciting, they'll come out of their shell. No matter what kid it is, if it's unique activities, if you're pairing them together with something, if you make it a competition, whatever it is, you make it fun and exciting where every single day coming onto the field or coming into Mr. Miller's classroom, they don't know what to expect and they're excited for that unknown. And when you do that, you've got them hooked.
You know how my fourth grade teacher taught me division for math? Having me figure out earned run averages.
There you go.
There's the example right there.
Yeah, perfect. I think I shared with you last time. That's how I learned how to do my addition. My grandmother gave me baseball cards.
There you go.
And that's how I learned how to do my addition as a kid.
She saw that light bulb, didn't she?
She did.
Hey, how'd the cheerleading nationals event go in Las Vegas?
Oh, what an event. I got to tell you, in front of 250-plus teams in the Orleans Arena, I saw some amazing cheerleading, and our team took fourth nationally. And it was really cool to see our cheerleaders in an environment where they were front and center, as opposed to being out at an event where there's another competition going on and they're pumping up the crowd and doing a great job. They were the main act. And to perform in front of thousands of people, it just blows my mind away, because I don't know if I could have done that as a high schooler.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, tell us about this new athletic facility going up.
Yeah, we have a new athletic trainers facility going up. We have an amazing sports med program.
Now, a trainers facility. Explain what that is.
So we have athletic trainers at our school that, you know, when student athletes have an injury or they need to be checked out for something, we have a trainer at school for all of our sporting events. So that's what we're building that for, that and sports med, which go hand in hand. And our sports med teacher happens to also be our athletic trainer.
That helps.
And we have a outstanding program, and we've actually got some of the top scores in the state. So with that, there was some money put aside to build a new trainer's facility, and our kids are going to get a state-of-the-art 2,000 square foot facility built for them, and it should be starting sometime before the end of the school year.
You've also got a new turf going on the stadium field and the varsity baseball field.
Yes, so the stadium and our baseball field both have turf right now, and they've met their life expectancy, so we've put it out to bid. We're excited. We're going to add some little twist to the colors on the field to make it look a little bit more like a collegiate facility like you see on TV. We're putting our bear head in the middle of the fields. So we're excited about that. That should start May 1st and end around June 15th. So we've got some great new facilities coming to our athletic complex.
Have you ever played baseball on artificial turf?
I never did as a player, but as a coach, I've coached on it. And I can tell you, you get some really nice bounces on synthetic turf.
Boy, they're also very fast bounces, aren't
they? They are very fast, but it's nice because it's true. Also, what I think is great is they've advanced the technology on turf to the point now with the substances they put as a base where it's actually just as safe as grass now.
Yeah. And it drains well, too.
It drains very well, yes.
Did you ever hear how AstroTurf came to be invented?
I did not.
The old Houston Astros, this is the year after they were the Colt 45s.
Yes.
They moved into the Astrodome in Houston, I think it was 65, and they had this marvelous glass dome, and during their exhibition games there, they kept losing fly balls because the sun would come through that glass. Oh, my God, it was so bright.
Sure.
So what they did, they found a guy who could paint the dome kind of a gray color to neutralize the sunlight. Well, that caused the grass to die. And right about that time, Monsanto, in my hometown of St. Louis, had created this fake turf.
Okay.
And they installed it, you know, of course, hundreds of yards of it, in the Astrodome and gave it the name AstroTurf. And that's how the whole thing started.
Wow. Great story.
Yeah.
Great story.
Yeah, true story. Hey, what's this Athletics Renovation Committee?
So, Court Minor, our principal, and I took a road trip one day to Mingus High School for a football game, and we started talking about our coaching backgrounds and all the resources we always needed as coaches. By the end of that game and that night, we came up with an athletics renovation committee that consists of community members, administrators, coaches, teachers, and parents. And basically what this is a 10-year plan to always address the needs that our campus has. If it's facilities, if it's scoreboards, whatever it may be, we have this committee designed in order to make connections with local businesses and families and community members to come together, figure out how to get the resources, and make sure that our campus has everything that we need.
Wow. And you've also got a social media expansion project?
Yes, we do. This week we are launching www.bradshawmountainathletics.com. It is going to be the source for our schedules, our rosters, coaching bios. It has links to our Facebook and Twitter feeds for our athletics page. We've really got out into that market because we realized that's how the newer generation functions.
Exactly.
That's all they look at. They're not per se looking at newspapers as much as they used to.
Sure.
So we needed to make sure that we could have a one-stop shop. So on that website, we're actually going to have those feeds. We're going to have feeds to our new online store through Under Armour because we have our own line of clothing now. And we're also going to have ways in the future for our students to actually register for our sports.
Now, the social media expansion wasn't guided by a freshman, was it?
It was not.
Because they would know as much as any adult, I would think.
He probably would, and would know how to utilize everything on the phone. But we actually did ask our students advice on how to make the pages different. So Facebook is going to be a little bit different than Twitter. Facebook is just going to be videos and pictures. Twitter is going to be like the ESPN bottom ticker, where I'm only going to give score updates. And then on the actual page, the Bradshaw Mountain Athletics, we can give a lot more information on that page.
You want to really mess up a high school kid, hand him a rotary phone and have them make a call and watch what happens.
Yeah, that's a good
now
one.
You're also expanding your sports programs next school year, and you've got summer youth sports camps.
We do, yes. And so next year we hope to we are reintroducing girls golf as a sport. We've got 8 to 10 girls that are unbelievably excited about doing it, so we are super excited about that. We're going to host it at Prescott Country Club with our boys team.
Oh, nice.
And we hope to also introduce the AIA's new fourth tier of sports.
Mm-hmm.
They have varsity, junior varsity, and freshman, but now they have Unified, which is a merger with Special Olympics, and we hope to offer some sports in that realm next year as well, maybe one sport per season of the year, so that those students can have their needs met as well. And I think that that's a great way to actually really build our community. And then on top of that, we're going to be introducing some sports camps this summer for mm-hmm. kids all the way down to third grade. It's going to be a little tricky this summer because we got the field turf being replaced and we got the trainer's room being
sure.
built, so we're going to have to tweak some dates. But in the future, our community can look at the month of June as really our camp month to reach our kids and make sure that our families' needs are being met in the month of June.
Very good. That's Tony Miller with Bradshaw Mountain. Tell us how people can learn more about what's going on at Bradshaw Mountain.
Go to www.bradshawmountainathletics.com. We'll have some information for you there. Keep following that page because we're going to keep throwing more and more information out there.
Very, very well. That's Tony Miller. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Exciting things going on at Bradshaw Mountain. Stay tuned because I've got our Monday Q&A guests coming your way and some final thoughts on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live at KQNA.com.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
For over 50 years, Prescott College has been empowering future leaders to make a difference in local and global communities.
Hi, I'm Carol Benedict, the Executive Director at US Vets. I'm proud to make a difference in our community by providing housing and employment services for veterans. The bachelor's degree I earned from Prescott College provided me with the skills and support I needed to launch a career making a difference in the lives of others.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, and have a whole lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental financial option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And stay tuned now for Talk of a Town, the Thursday toss-up. I want to let you now know my fearless predictions for Oscar night. For Best Supporting Actress, it'll be Allison Janney for I, Tonya. Best Supporting Actor, Sam Rockwell for Three Billboards. Best Actress, Frances McDormand for Three Billboards. Best Actor, Gary Oldman for Darkest Hour. Best Director, Guillermo del Toro for The Shape of Water. And for Best Picture, this is the toughest call of all. I'm going with The Shape of Water. But don't be too shocked if the Oscar for Best Picture goes to Get Out. And pray for Jimmy Kimmel. This year, hosting the Oscars is really tough with all the Me Too and Time's Up victims of serial predators. And Harvey Weinstein will not be there. He's living in Paradise Valley, Arizona. How lucky are we? So join me Monday here for a Q&A with my guest, Christopher Orton, calling in live from merry old England for his two shows with his group, the Flyboys, taking the Elks Theater stage for two shows next Saturday with the Glenn Miller Orchestra, and an author of a book. He used to be a Christian minister. He became the founder of the Freedom From Religious Foundation. He's written a book. It is called Free Will Explained. That is coming your way Monday on Q&A when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.